Let's talk about belief. Belief is an acceptance that a statement is true, or that something exists, even though you cannot prove it, thus you don't know it as a fact. Yet surprisingly, it causes humans to change their behavior and thinking pattern, while it cannot even provide a proof. Now, true or false are the idea of two extremes, 0 and 1, black and white. But humans get invested in their beliefs, and defend their beliefs, as if they were 100% sure that their belief is true, which is impossible. For example, one declares his belief in God, then God appears to him and they meet each other. As of the meeting, the man does not believe in God anymore, he knows God. The idea of belief is only valid when you lack the knowledge, when you don't know for a fact, but once you know for a fact, belief is not required, since you now know it to be true. Thus, belief is simply one's lack of knowledge. Now, for our second subject, structure of the mind. If one stores beliefs in his mind, and set its value as a binary, meaning true or false, he may encounter errors along the way, if he changes the value in the future, since some of the other variables will be dependent on that value, and some of them will have to be deleted or overwritten, because of the value we changed. In other words, since the root value will be changed, all the dependent nodes will have to recalculate everything, taking into account the root's new value. This is equivalent, for example, to someone who changes his mind about whether there is a God or not. This process is very difficult for the brain, since he now needs to change a lot of data. When the human brain realizes what this value change will cause, it usually decides not to change the value, for efficiency reasons, not logic ones. Now, since the human in question believed in God, he never considered and built a tree of thought for the scenario that God did not exist, since belief meant to him that God is true and not false. A better way to arrange the data in our mind will be to store the data as a percentage of how true the subject is. You will be able to build trees of thought for all possible outcomes. For example, I decided for myself that per the evidence, or lack of, that there is a 51% chance that God does not exist, and a 49% that he does. Now you can think of both possibilities together, and build trees of thoughts for both. And changing your mind will not cause great distress to your brain. It will be a much smaller ripple, and you always have an alternative thoughts in case some of the possibilities will have to be deleted. If you insist of getting a true or false value from your brain, just take the highest value of the possibilities and declare it as true. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have been enlightened.